June 18th in Oberlin. It is their Juneteenth celebration. And to talk about that, Chairperson Val Lawson joins us. Hi, Val. How are you this morning?
Hi, Bruce. How are you this morning?
Are you ready for the Juneteenth celebration?
Yes, I am. I'm really excited. I'm always excited for Juneteenth, but I'm really excited this year.
Oberlin doing Juneteenth celebrations for many, many years. More recently, now that it's been designated a federal holiday, there's more of a consciousness understanding of it. More of a spotlight maybe shined on what needs to be done. Let's talk about what's happening on your celebration. The official Juneteenth is the 19th. That's when the federal holiday is designated. That's the Sunday that's
coming
up. But you've got this going on the 18th, because who doesn't want to have a big party and fun on a Saturday? Right. So let's talk about what's going on. It's a new location for it this year, right?
Yes. So exciting. Our new location is going to be at the Underground Railroad Center. It's located in Oberlin, on 58, off of 58, behind 58. You
know. They always say near the McDonald's.
Well,
right?
Near the McDonald's.
Somewhere there?
It's right behind the McDonald's.
Okay.
So you're going to have the George Abrams Pavilion and then the Underground Railroad Center, and that's where we're having it this year, and we are so excited because this is the first year for the Underground Railroad Center to be actually open.
Wow. So tell us a little bit what's in there. Is it a gas holder building, it's called?
Or? So actually, well, that building, it's not really open yet. That's going to be the roundhouse.
Okay.
And it's not prepared for us yet because they still got renovation and stuff to do in it. But it's beautiful on the outside, but it's still inside.
So unique, though. I mean, it's round, so that's obviously where people can see
and
it, right?
And it's always been like that. I remember when it was a filler station or a garage, because my dad used to work there. It used to be a garage back in the day, and it was always round. And I'm just really excited to have our Juneteenth festival / parade coming from there.
So let's talk a little bit about what activities you have. The theme you have there, dancing and celebrating through the second line, releasing enslaved spirits to freedom. Mm. Talk about how that got developed and what that means really for this festival.
Well, to me, because like when we're here on Earth, we're just never free. You know, as you die, you go, your spirits go to heaven, and then you become free. Through this second line, our first line is going to be the honoring of the people who are here now, okay? And then our second line is going to be a New Orleans-style parade, and it's going to be marching to the cemetery, praying, and just thanking God and releasing freedom to freedom.
Let's talk about this sort of this parade. What gets put into that parade?
The second line or the first line?
The second line.
The second line. So Kevin Lewis, he is a professional in New Orleans style parades, and it's like that slow march. You got the brass playing, us marching. So it's going to be him and Daniel and all them playing as we're marching to the cemetery.
Okay. And performing, though, dancers, right? I mean, as far as
that's going to be in the first part.
Is that the first part?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So we have the African Pride dancers, the praise dancers from the Christian Missionary Alliance. We also have the other dancers from Christian Missionary Alliance. They'll be in it. And then Anissa Oliver Wyman, she also has some performers going to be in the first line. So they'll be marching from Spring Street to the Underground Railroad Center.
Okay.
Dancing and marching and praising.
What time does that parade
start? 12. It starts at 12. And everybody should be there by 11:30 if you're going to be in
it. Well, sure. And you want to miss it, too. You should be along the line.
Yes.
So let's talk, I guess, a lot of some of the other things. So you got those sort of the parade, the dancing that takes place on that. Talk about things that are taking place on the grounds then when people.
So ground level, we have kids' face painting, competitions for them, food trucks, vendors, food on the ground, also outside of a food truck.
You know, it's one of those things where, and we've had some of that sort of festivals kind of slow down or not happen because of the pandemic and that, and you have to kind of get people together and phone them up and make sure that they're available that weekend to be a part of that sort of thing. What was it like kind of restarting it for this year a little bit?
It was hard. The first year that the pandemic happened, we still had something. We just did it at the cemetery. You know, every year we try to get to that cemetery, even if we don't have the festival. So as things started opening up, getting more unpandemic, as you should say, maybe, we started reaching out to people who were ready to get back into the field. We we don't have too much entertainment yet because we still aren't ready for that closeness, right. You know. So like all the singing and stuff that we used to have every year, not yet. But I figure by next year when that roundhouse opens up, that should be real nice to have some entertainment in there because it has great acoustics in there. That is just, 'cause we sung in there when it first opened. When we first was going to open, it was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago. It was open enough, and we went in there and we sang, and it sounded so amazing. Christian Missionary Alliance did. And I can just imagine performing in there, you know, but that's next year. So that'll be something for us to talk about next year.
Well, you're never stop planning a plan, you know.
And I never do. Like right now, I'm trying to get it together for next year because it comes so quick, and you don't want to be sitting there talking to you,
sure,
looking crazy.
That's right. So with that building, it's round on the outside.
It's round on the inside. Wall,
yeah, the walls are round on the inside, mm-hmm, too.
It goes just like that. Looks like on the outside. Looks like inside. It's kind of, it's pretty. Yeah.
How do you hang a picture on a round wall?
There's going to be some points of it that's going to be flat. Okay, but it's really nice. It's really a nice building.
What was it that got you originally interested in doing something with Juneteenth? Do you remember?
It's funny you ask that. Just asking me, and I just don't say no to people.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a cool thing to do. Miss Ade asked me if I wanted to jump on board and help her because all her people that she had were retiring or quitting or whatever, and she still wanted to do it full-fledged. I admire her spirit. I admire her love for this. And she gets, her and Miss Margaret Christian get so involved in it. And it makes me involved. And because you don't want to be the one sitting on the pole, not doing, you know, not right, helping, but it's really cool. And since I've been on board, I've learned a lot. Because before I was a kid, I used to go down there, I didn't care what it was. I'm getting me a rib sandwich and some lemonade and I'm gone. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But as time went by, I started researching it more and learning more about it. And it's really cool, and it's really exciting that it's a holiday now.